he's called and...
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and the girl that stands for the bride, she's...
Bridesmaid.
All right. Well, what did you call that old noisy burlesque folks had after the wedding, or...
Shivering.
Shivering? Okay. Yeah. And, let's see, you're speaking about the people, the shivery, you might say, the whole, there was a big disturbance, the police came over and arrested the whole,
shebang?
The what? Okay.
The whole shebang, you know, that was shivery, and they used to, do you know anything about a shivery?
Yeah, I think I remember, didn't you tell me a story about...
No,
okay,
I didn't.
Go ahead. Tell me about
your... Well, I mean, they used to do that years ago. You know, it was a form of harassment, you know what I mean? And, in other words, they, to a certain extent, it's like the harassment that the young couple takes now. You know, they put cans and decorate the car and all that and tie the lingerie up and sew the nightgowns up and stuff like that. Well, they used to, in other words, in locales, well, like past wood, when the couple would get married, you know, the grown-ups, you know, would slip off, you know, and they just do all kind of things, you know, to make life miserable that first night, you know, and they used to get a big kick out of it, you know what I mean? It was a common thing for the everybody, what I mean, in them days, when they got married, you know, to have these old people shivering them around there and harass them such as that. Of course, it never happened to me. I slipped off, you know.
Julo?
Mm-hmm.
Who you are?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, I slipped off and got married. And I got married on the 4th of July. And they, of course, I kept it a secret for my mother knew it, she found out. And, but I guess it was about, 6 months, you know, before we got out.
Well, you were somewhere else then, right?
Well, I come home on leave, see, and we got married on leave.
Yeah.
On the 30-day leave, and...
That's right.
Nobody knew it, you know,
yeah,
except my buddy and her girlfriend. And the preacher, and like I said, of course the preacher, we didn't tell him that we was slipping away, you know, to get married, and we kept it a secret. And like I said, just about the time, well, right after we told him, this same preacher came to give some Gulfport, and he came to Pie School, and they was having a revival, and he was preaching at the revival, and he came by the house. Of course, my father-in-law and the mother-in-law and all of that, you know, and we had just told it, you know. I say just told it, been about a day or two, you know. And Brother Clark come in, and I answered the door, you know, and he says, I'm Reverend C.C. Clark, I'm out of the Methodist ministry, you know, in Gulfport. We're holding a revival and doing some house-to-house, you know.
House-to-house?
And, well, it was, in other words, they had a revival going on at the church, you know, and they were calling on members of the church, see?
Right.
And from house-to-house, see? Inviting them to the revival. And, of course, when I opened the door, you know, he recognized me, see? And he says, I know you. And I said, well, I know you too, Reverend Clark. I said, you married me about 6 months ago, 5 months ago, what it was, you know. And I introduced him to my